Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. We will not waver in our commitment to see that justice is done for this terrible act in Benghazi. And make no mistake, justice will be done. That was the President of the United States over a year ago. We're investigating exactly what happened, but my biggest priority now is bringing those folks to justice. That was the President of the United States over a year ago. No one has been arrested. No one has been prosecuted. No one has been brought to justice. We don't even have access to the witnesses. You and the media were good enough for my 16 years as a prosecutor not to tell me how to do my job. And so far in Congress, y'all have been good enough not to tell me how to do my job. I'm not telling you how to do your job. But I'm going to ask you some questions, and if you can't answer these questions, then I'll leave you to draw whatever conclusion you want to draw about whether or not the media has provided sufficient oversight. Can you tell me why Chris Stevens was in Benghazi the night that he was killed? Do you know? Does it bother you whether or not you know why Chris Stevens was in Benghazi? Do you know why we were the last flag flying in Benghazi after the British had left and the Red Cross had been bombed? Do you know why requests for additional security were denied? Do you know why an ambassador asking for more security days and weeks before he was murdered and those requests went unheeded? Do you know the answer to why those requests went unheeded? Do you know why no assets were deployed during the siege? And I've heard the explanation, which defies logic, frankly, that we couldn't have gotten there in time, but you know they didn't know when it was going to end. So how can you possibly cite that as an excuse? Do you know whether the president called any of our allies and said, can you help? We have men under attack. Can you answer that? Do any of you know why Susan Rice was picked? The Secretary of State did not go. She says she doesn't like Sunday talk shows. That's the only media venue she does not like, if that's true. Why was Susan Rice on the five Sunday talk shows? Do you know the origin of this mythology that it was spawned as a spontaneous reaction to a video? Do you know where that started? Do you know how we got from no evidence of that to that being the official position of the administration? In conclusion, Congress is supposed to provide oversight. The voters are supposed to provide oversight. And you were supposed to provide oversight. That's why you have special liberties, and that's why you have special protections. I am not surprised that the President of the United States called this a phony scandal. I'm not surprised that Secretary Clinton asked, what difference does it make? I'm not even surprised that Jay Carney said Benghazi happened a long time ago. I'm just surprised at how many people bought it.
Malakilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Malakilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Malakilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Malakilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas. stars at night.
Pelikilikimaka is a wise way
to say Merry Christmas to you. Pelikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright,
the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas.
A very, very Merry, Merry Christmas to you.
Mele Kalikimaka, shipmates, welcome once again to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. And remember, freedom is not cheap, but we can't afford it. What we can't afford is tyranny. And yes, that's true. We are playing Christmas music throughout the holidays. So if Christmas offends you, Merry Christmas. You want to be a part of the program today? 646-716-7978. That's 646-716-7978. Or if you're on your computer, just click that little button right there that says talk to the host, and you'll get right to the captain. So speaking of that, let's get right into it. Let's get this ship underway. There's lots and lots and lots of people out there that are just dying to take away your freedom. So remember Benghazi? Remember that? I know. Oh, God, I know. It was such a long time ago. Remember this?
But let's be clear. Benghazi happened a long time ago.
That's right. It was a long time. Hey, look, Jay Carney said it. It was a long time ago. So just forget about it, all right? We don't want to get caught. We don't want anybody to know that there were 400 surface-to-air missiles stolen out of there because we were doing deals with the Syrian opposition. But something went sour, and for whatever reason, you called the deal off. Well, you don't do that. You call a deal off to somebody who wants to buy a bunch of weapons. Well, they're going to get those weapons. More than likely, that's probably what happened. Who knows? I don't know. This is purely speculation. I'd love to be able to report what happened, but see, we don't know what happened. Nobody's telling us what happened. All we can do is look at the evidence and come up with, you know, a plausible conclusion. We're certainly not going to hear the truth. Where the hell is that? Well, that went out the door a long time ago. Hell, that went out way before Benghazi. Hell. I would love to be able to report the truth. I'd love to be able to go, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, here it is. This is exactly what happened. Do we get that? No. No. Has the media asked those questions that Mr. Gowdy, my boy? I hope he doesn't break my heart, too, and do something stupid and lib out on me. All the other Republicans have. I just hope he doesn't. But right now, he's a good guy. So he's on the good list. So he doesn't get coal in the stocking this year. But has the media asked those questions? I don't know. I haven't heard them. Where is the justice? I mean, has anybody even been indicted? I mean, do you even have a suspect? I think we do. But are you following up? What? They attacked us, for God's sakes. You attack an embassy and you kill the ambassador and three other people. I'm sorry, but that's an act of war, not for nothing. I mean, I was pissed with, Clinton, he didn't do a damn thing when we were, you know, we didn't get attacked. Well, we did get attacked. There were people that died. I mean, Nicole. Forgot about that. That pissed me off. I was thinking to myself, because I was there. In that same area, probably the same place that they were hit. I remember walking up and down those the deck from the fo'c'sle to the fantail, up on the missile, everywhere. walking around with an M14. Nobody came anywhere near that ship, but if they did, I mean, you know, we were ready to be locked and loaded and calling in, and, you know, well, we would have... I'm not saying that they didn't have that. I'm not saying that. But it just seemed to me, when I was in under Reagan, I mean, things were... I mean, it just seemed to me almost impossible how they got that close to the ship. That's what surprised me. I'm not saying that they can't do it. I'm not saying that they wouldn't have no way ever possible would have been able to do it, you know, under Reagan. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying they couldn't have attacked our ship. All I'm saying is it just, I have the, my impression was that our readiness was more, let's just say, under Reagan than it was under Clinton. That's how I'm going to have to phrase that. That's all I'm really saying. It just, I just had that, that was the appearance that it gave to me. But with this president, there's nothing to appear. There's nothing here. It's just like that Constitution. Remember that? Remember we used to have that? Yeah, but I'm holding it in my hand right now, and it's all been wiped away. There's nothing here but a period. That's it. Doesn't even say the Constitution of the United States. It says nothing. It's just a one period. That's it. And I guess the president, the king, gets to fill in the blanks as he feels fit. That Congress. Oh, there you go again with that other C word. Another penny in the cuss jar. Congress. Get the hell out of Congress. Get the hell out of here, Congress. But what has the media done? After Gowdy did that, that was in May, believe it or not, May of this year. Has the media since then, how long has May been? May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. 8 months. Anybody been indicted in the 8 months? Has the media reported on it? Has the media told you? I haven't heard them. You know, I kind of like to pay attention, you know, so I'm pretty sure I would have heard if the media would have answered some of these questions. Why was that ambassador in Benghazi? Was it to do a weapons deal? Is that why he was in Benghazi? Why was our flag, the only flag flying in Benghazi, one of the hottest zones on planet Earth? The British left, the Red Cross left, the United States didn't, our security left, but our ambassador and, well, I guess the security that they had were the SEALs that lost their lives. So there was some security, but when you've got the hottest zone on planet Earth, a very, very dangerous area, as you like to say, Mr. President. They knew what they were doing. They bought their tickets. They knew what they were getting into. Isn't that what you pretty much said, Mr. President? I remember that. But that's all right. It was in your teleprompter. It was a typo, so it's not your fault. It's the teleprompter inputter. It's his fault. It's that one rogue employee. There's always a rogue employee. Nobody knows anything in this administration. I mean, my God. He's a lawyer. Isn't ignorance no excuse of the law? Don't we have that in this country anymore? Well, guess not. We don't have a constitution anymore, so why the hell do we should have accountability or anything like that? Integrity, we don't need that. We don't have a constitution. Why the hell should we tell the truth? Why was the ambassador there? What the hell were 400 surface air missiles doing there? What are you going to do, Mr. King, when one of them 400 surface air missiles hits one of our airliners and brings it down? Then what?
Well, nobody told me. I didn't know. No, I was on the golf course. What the hell? It's not my fault.
Good God. Why were we the only one flying our flag in Benghazi? Where is that? Why was additional security declined? Why did they decline that security? Why did they get rid of security to begin with? Don't give me this Republicans cut the budget crap. I'm not even going to listen to that. That budget comes out of the State Department. And who was the head of the State Department? That's right. Hillary Hitman Clinton. Oh, but it's not her fault. She's just the head of the whole State Department. She can't know everything. It's not her fault. There was a rogue employee. I mean, don't you think that that excuse has been used enough? Nobody bought it the first time. What, can we do anything about it? I don't know. Well, we got Mr. ISA. I mean, he's putting the heat on. I mean, good for him. I'm glad he's turning up the heat. I know it's not easy in Congress. I know I'm very impatient. I expect, boom, immediate grand juries. I understand that there's got to be procedures, but I'm sick and tired of procedures. I got to be honest. I've had a butt full of them. It's time for the grand juries to step in now. This is too much. We've gone on for too long. We got to put an end to this. We don't put an end to it now. It's going to look, far too much damage has been caused. Just simply accept the reality. Far too much damage has been caused. So I fully support Mr. Issa and Mr. Gowdy. I think it's going to be very soon. There's going to be a lot of Democrats flipping over. They're not going to have a choice. And I know the media is still out there. You got Chris Tingle over there and MSNBC, and you've got, you know, he's still got some in the media. But he's losing a lot. He's losing the press corps. Press corps has been, they've not been happy with him for a long time. Once the press corps starts going and they start putting pressure, then the other people will follow, and it'll be trickle down. Good. It's about damn time, but we need to pick up the heat, and thank God we got people in Congress that are actually doing that. And Mr. Issa, you're absolutely 100% right. $677 million to build one website that still has yet to be complete. It still was down last weekend. I'm sure it's still probably down now. You can't pay for it. Even if you do think you pay for it, it still doesn't get to where it needs to get to go. Then you spent $4.5 billion with a big fat friggin' B. $5 billion to advertise Obamacare? So all you can do is take people who did have insurance and liked it, take it away from them, so they could be equal with all the other 40 or 50 million people that don't have insurance. They can be equal with them. I mean, what did this cause? Who did this have? What did this Obamacare do? Who is it helping? I don't think it's even helping the people that it's supposed to help. I mean, that are in it, the Medicare and Medicaid. I don't think it's going to help them. They got no doctor to go to. They can't find one. Where are they supposed to go? People are going to have to travel a long distance to see a doctor. It's not going to be easy for them. But they didn't think about that, did they? No. Who is this helping? It's helping no one. It certainly isn't helping the economy. I mean, when you start taking away money away from businesses, well, they can't stay in business unless they're making money. So, of course, naturally they're going to have to get rid of some employees. Naturally they're going to have to cut their hours. If they can't afford to do what is mandatory, they're going to have to get rid of them. I mean, but again, you've got, you know, Libmatic. They just simply do not know. I just don't understand it. Is that what they teach in Democrat school? As to how to not know math? Do they teach you how to incorrectly add? Obviously they do. I mean, I've yet to meet a Democrat that could do math. I mean, those are just the numbers. I mean, my God. If you take away more than you have, you do not make a profit. You do not make a profit, you do not stay in business. That's simple, basic mathematics. My God. Kindergartners can figure that crap out. Ooh, almost had to put a big fat penny in the cuss jar there. But you know what the hell I'm saying. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's high time that we start recognizing the reality. We can't keep on this facade, Chris Tingle. I got a clip of him. Oh, my God, this guy. I mean, he just went off the freaking rails, man. I mean, this is, I mean, sycophantic is one thing, but I mean, this is, I mean, Mr. Tingle, you belong in a mental institution. You need to be in a straitjacket, in a rubber room. I mean, Lord Almighty, son, what the hell is the matter with you? We'll get to that jackwagon a little bit later, but I mean, we got to start answering some of these questions. Why did they get rid of our security? What the hell was this all about? I mean, I just can't help but wonder. I hate to be conspiracy, you know, theoristic, but I just can't help but wonder if there wasn't a deal to get those 400 surface air missiles into the hands of the Syrian opposition for whatever reason. I mean, this is pure speculation here right now. I'm not, you know, just as pure my speculation based on all the evidence that I have before me. I can't go by your evidence. I can only go by mine. They wanted to put these weapons in the hands of the Syrian opposition for whatever reason. I don't know. But nevertheless, that's the way it is. So if they were to do a deal of 400 surface-to-air missiles to the Syrian opposition, that ever came out, I mean, Mr. Obama could get into a lot and lot and lots of trouble, not only at home, but abroad, which would put the American people in jeopardy. I think the other side knows. I think they know. And I think that's why Mr. Obama bowed to Mr. Putin. Mr. Putin's got Mr. Obama by the keyhones. Obama had to be a good boy. Oh, see, can't say that. Uh-oh, that's racist. Well, I don't look at it that way, first of all. And I hate that stupid. I couldn't believe it the first time I heard that. I heard somebody say, well, you can't say boy. And I said, well, I say boy to you. I say boy to everybody else. My grandfather called me monkey. Me and my two brothers, we were three monkeys. It wasn't anything to do with race. I don't know that. I don't think that way. So I can't apologize for something that I don't think or feel. You got to apologize for yourself for thinking and feeling something that somebody else doesn't. Where the hell was I? We're still on Benghazi. That's right. Anyway, my theory. This is just purely my theory. So they want to get these weapons into the hands of the Syrian opposition. So they can't do it. They're going to get in lots and lots of trouble if they get caught. Now, I'm not saying that this was done deliberately by the United States. I don't have any real proof of that. But all I'm saying is it's worth at least an investigation because it kind of smells that way. That this was planned, attack. Oh, boop-a-doop-a-doop, we can blame it on a video. We don't have to worry about it. We can blame this on a video. So they probably, what they did was they went out searching on the internet for any kind of video that is going to be anti-Muhammad or whatever, anti-Muslim or whatever. So they find one that, you know, probably has like two hits. And that was him and his brother, or him and his friend, or whatever. So they take this thing and they bring it over to Egypt. It probably was a little bit of a whatever went on in Egypt. They could have, whatever. I just think that it just was planted. And they get them all riled up. That was a real nothing. What have we heard about went on there anyway? We didn't hear very much about what went on there. So really, what did go on there? Well, we don't know. We haven't been told yet. They haven't finished their talking points yet. So, well, you know, we'll have to wait for that one. So they've got that down. Now, I'm not saying that they wanted anybody dead. But the fact that they would allow 400 surface-to-air missiles to be stolen, and why I say they allowed it, because if you have 400 surface-to-air missiles, you damn skippy, you need protection for that, especially if you've got them in a foreign country, in one of the most terroristic parts of the world, where you have every damn terrorist organization that you could muster up living right there, and you have 400 surface-to-air missiles, you damn skippy, you need security there to protect those. You do not want to get those weapons in the hands of the wrong people. Tell me that that was not allowed. It either was allowed intentionally or due to incompetence. Either way, either one is unacceptable. You do not allow 400 surface-to-air missiles to be stolen. What the hell were they doing there in the first place? Has the media even talked about that? No. Can't talk about that. No, it'll make the king look bad. Unbelievable. Why? The last one here. I mean, I am just... What really, I mean, all of that, first of all, that's enough right there. That is enough right there to do, there should be a criminal investigation here. I know it's difficult. I know it's very difficult to go up to charge an entire administration and a lot of people. But you got to get, we can't have this anymore in this country. We cannot live like the third world nations. We cannot live like China or Russia or any of these other places. This is America. We can't live that way. We cannot have our leaders that corrupt. We cannot have that. This country cannot afford that. When these politicians are corrupt, they're making money. You're not. They're the only ones who have money. You are the only ones who do not. They have the money. They have the power. They have the control. You don't have the money. You don't have nothing. Power. You have no control. You are a robot. You are their slave. We can no longer have that in this country. And I'm still researching. I still would like to get an attorney to do a civil lawsuit. The civilians, the citizens, we should have the right to take our government to court for violating our rights, our Constitution. There is no reason why we can't, except for we need one that will do it. It's not easy finding a lawyer that wants to get... You're going to need millions of citizens. You're going to need at least 100 million citizens. At least you're going to need about that many. People are afraid. But that's what it's got to take. The citizens should have the right to take the government to court for violating their Constitution. That is our Constitution. And when I say our, I mean our, theirs, and us's. You're an American citizen. This is your Constitution. It's our Constitution. We can't violate it, but those in the government can? I mean, I don't understand. I don't see that anywhere in this Constitution. Oh, that's right. There's only a period here. I'd love to be able to read it, but there's nothing here. It's been wiped away. It's all been redacted. That's all you get. Nothing but black, 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 period. That's it. But, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have a constitution anymore. You can follow it all you want to. It doesn't mean nothing. I'm sorry, but Mr. Panetta, when you made this statement, I don't care that you're following orders. The fact that you would say something like this to the American people, and you weren't just talking to Congress, you were talking to the American people. Very condescending, too, I might add. But what you said, sir, I found as treasonous. I found as a treasonous statement, and here is why. When you say that there was no time and we could not have sent a team in time to rescue them. Well, first of all, that one right there. We'll get to the second one here in a second. There is no time. Part of my job in the Navy, or part of my ship's job in the Navy, not only do we hunt and attack submarines, and we were good at it. I got a ribbon to prove it. We were good. We shot torpedoes at submarines. You hit them, but they're dummies, so they bounce right off. We were good. We avoided torpedoes too. So, but anyway. Where the hell were we? Oh, the rescue attempts. No. Mr. Panetta, the time does not matter. Part of our job of our ship, when planes went down, we didn't worry about the time. We were the closest person there. Sometimes it took more than a day. Did we stop? No. Why? We got an American down, for God's sakes. We don't worry about time. There's no. There is no time. You pack your bags and you go. Jesus, God. You don't worry about time. Okay, fine. You get there and the battle's over. Well, you clean up the mess, man. You secure the area. You find out, you know, can you capture somebody? Is there somebody still lingering around? Maybe you can capture them. Ask them questions. Find out who did this. Maybe you could rescue somebody. Maybe you could save somebody's life. Maybe the fight is still going on. Time? They still have yet to send anybody. Oh, that's right. The FBI went 2 weeks later. Oh, that's right. What did they find? Well, there was nothing to find because it's been plundered. The media found some stuff. But where was the FBI? Can you believe that? They waited 2 weeks to send people in there. Well, we don't send. This is what I found a treasonous statement by you, Mr. Panetta. And I have no idea why you were not removed from your duties at that point, effective, I mean, absolutely immediately. There in the hearing, you should have been removed. We don't send troops into harm's way without knowing all the information on the ground. Mr. Panetta, you do send troops into harm's way without knowing all the information on the ground. It's called recon, you idiot. Not to mention, we've got Americans being attacked. We send people immediately. We do not wait. They're on time. Evidently, there's a report out here now that there was some infighting going on with the CIA. You had one group that wanted to go, one that said no, whatever. Evidently, there was a stand-down order, like stand down, and I guess they were trying to use that now as, well, you guys, you know, cool it out. Cool it a little bit, huh? Go to one side and shake hands. Yeah. No, there should not have been any infighting. There's only one decision to make. When your embassy is being attacked, don't give me this diplomatic facility. Acting as an embassy, it's an embassy. When your embassy is being attacked, that's American soil, for God's sake. Those are Americans. That is an act of war. You do send troops into harm's way when you are attacked without knowing all the information on the ground, Mr. Panetta. You do not wait 2 weeks to send in the FBI after everything has been plundered. Why you're not in handcuffs right now, Mr. Panetta, is absolutely mind-boggling to me. That just makes me, I mean, I just get that right there. I'm sorry, but that is so offensive. And you don't have to be a military person to understand this. All you have to do is be an American with just this much common sense. That's all that takes. I'm sorry, but that is wrong, man. Don't send troops into harm's way without knowing all the information on the ground. To me, now I know this is my speculation, but to me, that is a treasonous statement. That statement right there means that you are aiding and abetting. If you allow the enemy to attack, or you allow the enemy to continue their attack, Panetta is aiding and abetting. That, Mr. Panetta, is treason. That is a treasonous statement. Why you were not removed from your position at that particular moment, I do not know. Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah, that Constitution that I'm holding in my hand, just the period. I forgot. All right. I guess you're off the hook, Mr. Panetta. We don't have a constitution. You know, there's nothing in there that says you have to be accountable and responsible. Jesus, God Almighty. All right, let's see if we can get in here. Open up my treasure chest, see if we can plunder for any booty here this morning. Ah, look at this. Media works to keep mass shooters' profiles secret. Well, duh. We don't know that. We have the most irresponsible media. I mean, they will camp out, rent a home right next to Sarah Palin, who has absolutely nothing to do with government. Stake her out. Put one phony, just ridiculous lawsuit on top of her after another. And for what? Just because she's on the other side? Because she's a Republican? When have the Republicans ever done anything like that to a Democrat? What if we were to do that to you, Ms. Pelosi? Maybe we should. Maybe we should play your game. But see, we're not like that. We're not that kind of people. But we are the kind of people that you keep pushing us, we are going to rise up and push back. And we are pushing back. Thank God for the Tea Party. Good God. I mean, all they're asking for is, look, both sides agree this is a stupid bill, and they're having problems in the Senate right now. They don't think they got enough votes, which good. I'm glad. Look, if it's a bad deal, don't bring it up for a vote. Don't give me this, it's a step in the right direction. Don't give me a step in the right direction. No. It's time to start going in the right direction, not stepping in the right direction. The hell, a step? I mean, we don't want any steps. We got 2 years from now before we take another little step. What the hell is that going to do, Mr. Ryan? What? Who got to you, Mr. Ryan? Who got to you, man? Somebody get to you, man? They pay you off what? Dude, man, you lost your fight, man. You lost the point while you're in Congress. Get it back, son. Get it back. We need you. Jesus God. Well, it's lights out. Come January 1st, no more regular light bulbs. You got to use those mercury ones. So if you drop them, you got to evacuate your home, put on your nuclear zoot suit. And if you got any babies, well, now they're going to, you know, get mercury poisoning. You know that's going to happen. All for what? Because some jackwagon comes up with some ridiculous, that's the EPA. There they are. some stupid idea, and George Bush, you signed that damn thing in law, man. What the hell? Damn it. I don't understand. I don't know why you did that, I really don't. Well, we'll find out what's going on with that. You're not going to be happy. There's going to be a lot of black market light bulbs out there. Maybe somebody can earn enough money to feed their family. Of course, if they get caught, well, they go to jail. Guess what for? Making a light bulb so people can see in their homes. So if the light bulb crashes and breaks, that they don't have to evacuate their home. It's 480 degrees below zero, and they've got little babies. They cannot evacuate their home in those kinds of temperatures. All because you think you want to help the environment. Well, how is spreading mercury poisoning to the people helping the environment, you idiot? Korea executes Kim Jong-un. Have you seen this guy? What a putz. So they execute old Kim Jong-un's uncle, and old Chris Tingle has an interesting comparison between the Korean government and the Republicans, those Tea Partiers. Wait till you hear this. Well, I'm sure you probably heard it by now, but if you haven't, wait till you hear this. I mean, it's to the point where this is where this man needs to belong. He belongs in a straitjacket, man. This guy needs some serious medical attention, man. Immediately. Code blue. Hey, anybody remember that Oregon? I thought it was in Oregon, but it was in Missouri. That Obama clown, remember him? Lost his job for insulting the king by wearing a $1.29 plastic Halloween mask. Remember that guy? Wow, old Tuffy the clown. He leads Sedalia, Person of the Year. That's the name of the town, Sedalia, I guess, is how you pronounce it. Sedalia? Whatever, however you pronounce it. Well, he leads in the voting, over half of the votes for Person of the Year in the town. So we'll find out a little bit about that. I think that's kind of good. You know, again, these stupid Person of the Years and Man of the Years and Woman of the Year and, you know, Midget of the Year and, you know, this of the year and that of the year. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't get myself all moist and gooey over that crap. I mean, who cares? And now the Pope is the Person of the Year, and everybody's up in arms, blaming Rush Limbaugh for making the Pope that because they got into some tiff because the Pope, you know, badmouthed capitalism. And I mean, it's just silly, stupid nonsense. I mean, all that stupid Person of the Year crap. Who cares? God almighty. Who gives a damn? Oh, look at this. Army Corps engineers, they spent $5.4 million on unusable trash cans, incinerators. $5.4 million. And we can't find anything to cut. Kidding me? We spent $4.5 billion with a big fat friggin' B. $4.5 billion on advertising for an unconstitutional mandate, and nobody has been able to sign up. We can't find anything to cut, but yet we can still spend. Mr. Ryan, that deal did not... No. You don't make deals with the left. Oh, we cut here, but that's a cut to be named later. We don't do those, okay? No, if we're going to cut, we need to cut. And cutting means cutting out spending $5.4 million on trash cans, incinerators, that were never used. Because they were never completed properly. Some of them weren't even built, and ones that weren't built didn't work. And we can't find anything to cut, Mr. Ryan, Ms. Murray. Get back into the drawing board and start doing some cuts. responsible, intelligent cuts. I don't think the Tea Party is asking for very much. It's all they want is they want fiscal activity in our government. That's it. I mean, at least give the appearance that you're trying to be fiscally responsible. I mean, throw us a bone here, man. That's all we're asking for. Jesus God. Mr. Boehner, that's why we're upset. This does nothing for nobody. We're ended up spending more money again. Every time one of these spending cuts, why do we always end up spending more on a spending cut? I've never understood it, but that's what happens. And that's what we're doing again. Oh, no, it's a cut over the 10 years. You take this and you put it down over here, and then you do this and you do that, and whoa, see how it looks? No, you're just moving numbers around. You may not spend anything this month, but next month, you blow the whole wad. So don't play that numbers game. I made a good living at manipulating numbers, so don't even think about it. The American people are not stupid. There's a lot of lazy people that won't open up their fat mouths. They won't say anything because they don't want to be kicked out of their little clubs and the little social groups and all this and all that. They won't get a passing grade on their paper if they argue with their little communist teacher. NSA faux interview with 60 Minutes yesterday. First of all, if you have to go on 60 Minutes to sell your lie to the American people, you have lost the American people. Are you kidding me? If the government's going to go out of their way to tell you that to deny this and deny that, that means they're guilty. If you're not guilty, you got nothing to assure any people by because you've already assured them. But if you've got something to hide, you're going to keep coming out there. Oh, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I don't know. No. We don't do that. No. I don't believe a damn thing in this government anymore. I don't believe anybody. So it's up to us. We got to put an end to this. They're not going to do it. We get into that voting booth. We need to start firing some people. But we need to get good people into office. That doesn't mean we just fire and just take the next guy. No. Mr. Priebus, you got to be in every town, every city. I don't care. From dog catcher all the way up. I don't care if you're in the stupid church social council. You're running for church social council secretary or treasurer or president or whatever. You need to be right in there, Mr. Priebus, and making damn sure that's a conservative going to win that spot. You see what I'm saying? I know I'm exaggerating a little bit, but I am trying to prove a point. We got to be targeting every single election. We need to have people really, seriously challenge Nancy Pelosi. There are conservatives in San Francisco, believe it or not. Not that many. I know it's going to be difficult to challenge a Nancy Pelosi. But we need somebody. We got to challenge these people. Let them know, hey, we're not afraid of you. We're going to challenge you at every election. We are not afraid of you. No more are we going to stand by and let you bully us any longer. We are going to stand up and we are going to challenge you. All you got to do is go out and tell the truth, and you can win over. You can beat Nancy Pelosi. You show the evidence. You show the proof. You can beat her. We've got to challenge everybody, and we also need to challenge Mr. Priebus. Those members in Congress in the Republican Party that just no longer have the fight, Mr. King and Mr. McCain and McConnell and the like. They need to find something else to do with their time because the American people are tired of them wasting hours. And that's right. The Tea Party stands for just no more. Enough is enough. All we want is, you know, you throw us a couple of bones, man, we'll get off your back. But we need to, instead of taking little baby steps, Mr. Ryan, in the right direction, we need to start going in the right direction. We're not taking little baby steps. We need to start going in the right direction. Which means you're going to have to use both feet. Budget deal, still short of votes to pass in the Senate. Well, good. We got more Obamacare woes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right. All right. I'm going to need a drink for this one. We got to be careful how we do this. Now, I don't want to politicize this. I don't want to mean, you know, this is, it's very difficult to talk about this, but this is something that does need to be talked about. It's very important. We do know that when we have mass shootings, okay, immediately it sparks a lot of things in a lot of different people. To the media, well, you know, they're going to bring up gun control. They're going to bring up this, and they're going to bring up that. I don't know how many these mass shootings we've had over the last 10 years, and it's always somebody on the right, and then they find out, no, it's not. Finding out that they're actually on the left. This last kid, they're in Colorado. They've had a lot of mass shootings in Colorado. What the hell's going on there? I got a lot of roots in Colorado. I still got relatives that live in Colorado. But they're the first to come out and blame these mass shooters on the right. And the NRA and all these other people on the right. But we're finding out, no, they're not. But we did find out, but the media doesn't report it. Well, it turns out this last kid was known by his classmates as a socialist. Someone that was out of the mainstream. We got some of his Facebook posts. I mean, let's take a look at here. I know there's in 2011, the Tucson, Arizona shooter, Jared Loughner, who viciously murdered six people in an unsuccessful attempt to kill U.S. Representative Gabrielle Giffords. Remember that one? Remember, he was immediately deemed a right winger. Well, soon found out, no, he was a left-wing liberal, obsessed with drugs, mind control, dressing like the Grim Reaper, and engaging in occult rituals. That's not the right. Believe me, it's not the right. I mean, and then the Sandy Hook gunman, remember him? Adam Lanza, he murdered 20 kids and six teachers. Remember him? Oh, yeah, he's with connected to the NRA. Wow, turns out, no. Mm-hmm. He was also into video games and devil worshiping. Mm-hmm. Who was that? Well, yeah, this guy. Remember this guy, the Aurora Theater shooter, James Holmes? Remember him? Falsely labeled a member of the Tea Party. Remember that? Yeah. Well, he was linked to the Occupy Wall Street movement. Ooh. Uh-oh. So all these people, all this right wing, every time you hear the left blame the right for anything, you know that the left is responsible for it. They're guilty of it. They use the old, ye who smelt it, dealt it. Remember that? Well, that's what it is. They don't want to get the blame for it because they're the one who dealt it, and it stinks. So they're going to blame the person standing right next to them, and everybody's going to look at them. Oh, man, oh! And you can't get your way out of it once somebody points their finger and blames you on it. See, it's not the evidence that gets you. It's the accusation that gets you. Because people will immediately jump on the bandwagon. You accuse somebody of anything. They don't need evidence. Oh, you just were accused. Oh, well, you're guilty. How do you know? Well, you were accused. Oh. Every time you hear the left say something, that's them. Let's see, this new kid here, this whatever his name is, I'm not even going to read his name. I'm sick of these kids. I'm sick of this crap. This shooter, whatever his name is, I'm not even going to read it. Evidently attacks the philosophies of economist Adam Smith, who through his invisible hand theory pushed the notion that the free market was self-regulating. Well, they didn't like that. Describes himself as a Keynesian. I was wondering to all the neoclassicals and neoliberals, why isn't the market correcting itself, he wrote. If the invisible hand is so strong, shouldn't it be able to overpower regulations? You are an idiot. I mean, listen to that. If the invisible hand is so strong, shouldn't it be able to overpower regulations? You're an idiot. Learn what the hell it is you're talking about before you talk about it. So he goes on, he mocks Republicans on another Facebook post. You Republicans are so cute. And he posts an image that reads, the Republican Party, healthcare, let them die. Climate change, let them die. Gun violence, let them die. Women's rights, let them die. More war, let them die. Is this really the side you want to be on? You're an idiot. That sounds like that Grayson. What are you trying to copy, that Grayson? Remember him? What Republicans want you to do is to die quickly. Where did these people come up with this crap? I mean, how... I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But maybe somebody... Maybe I don't know. But this kid's 18. He got in a fight a little with his debate teacher. Well, I probably wouldn't let him debate either, because the guy's just a babbling idiot. I feel sorry for his parents. They probably, you know, I mean, I hate to call him an idiot. But I mean, this kind of stuff is idiotic. But I feel sorry for his parents. I mean, come on. I mean, no matter what his son did, I mean, it's still their son. That's very emotional for these people. You know, and I certainly hope that, I think the media should have enough respect to leave them alone. I mean, you can't blame the parents for this. I mean, my God, these people are going through enough. Just think, if you had your son did something horrible, you know, like shooting up a bunch of people, I mean, how would you feel? Especially if you had there was no indication that the kid would do something like that. I mean, you would just feel, I don't know, but anyway, my whole point is this kind of philosophy that this is leftism. This isn't from the right. This is leftism. This is what leftism brings. They get to a point, you disagree with me? Well, okay, they're only concerned about winning the argument. So they'll go at any length, at any cost, just to win the argument. It has nothing to do with the issue. They've got to win the argument, regardless. Point where they're not winning the argument, boom, they got to bring out a gun, they got to shoot people. Well, I'm going to prove to you I'm going to win the argument. Well, yeah, you did. See, one student said, who had an economics class with a gunman, described him as a very opinionated socialist. Another one says he had political views that were outside the mainstream. Well, this is what it brings, this kind of attitude. This is what the left brings. Not everyone on the left is this way, but the left does bring more of those people out than the right brings out in their... And when you put, These people, I don't know. I don't know if you could really call them Democrats. But I don't even know what the hell a Democrat or a Republican is anymore. I don't know. I can't, you know, a lot of times I cannot tell the difference. Sometimes you can when you get a conservative in there. You can definitely tell the difference. They don't come out very often. They're not allowed to come out and play with the other reindeer. Yeah, because they got a red, shiny nose. They stand out. And people might actually pay attention to them, and we can't have that. Well, in any event, our king, you know, getting in front of the media here on the new town. Now, look, what went on in Newtown, I mean, that's horrible. I mean, your kids, you go to school. I mean, I just, oh, God. I mean, how do you, I mean, I don't have any words. I don't know what the hell. I don't know what the hell you could say about it. I mean, there are just some things that are just so, you know, horrible. But I don't like, and this is why this is very difficult to talk about. This is what I was talking about, but we got to start talking about. We can't be politicizing events like this. I don't find it respectful that the president is using this to his weekly address to the nation to politicize, you know, what happened in Newtown with his political agenda. First of all, it's I'm sick and tired of people using just all they see is a superficial side of the issue, flat refusing to crack open that top, dig deep down inside, and pull out the freaking pink juicy meat in the middle, and I do not understand it. You cannot just simply see what's on top. That's all they see. Well, somebody gets shot with a gun. Oh, okay, well, you got to get rid of the gun, because if they didn't have a gun, the person wouldn't have been shot. No. If that person would have had enough in him not to go out and steal the gun or buy it in the black market, steal or buy bullets, load that gun, aim that gun, and pull the trigger. That gun is not going to hurt anybody sitting by itself. It cannot get up and walk. It cannot shoot itself. It takes manpower. It takes a human being to shoot a gun. It takes some kind of living creature to shoot a gun. Don't give me the, and legislation is not going to do it. How many of these cities have New York and Chicago and Detroit and Baltimore? They've got all these, Washington, D.C., they've got all these regulations, all these gun laws. But they have the highest murder rate. So again, how do all these gun laws work? How does that save people's lives? How does legislation keep guns out of the hands of maniacs? Because you can't buy it at a gun shop, you can't buy it at a Trade Mart, black market. You can steal them. If somebody wants a gun, they're going to get a gun. All you're doing is taking the guns out of the hands of the legal, the law-abiding citizen. And now with New York, they're sending out gun order letters to drop off your shotguns and your pistols and your this and drop off all your guns. No. First of all, they shouldn't even send letters out like that. Well, before they wiped out the Constitution, I made a copy. So here's what the Second Amendment used to say. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. Being necessary to the security of a free state. I'll leave you to ponder that one on your own. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Sending me out a letter asking me to drop off my guns is infringing on my Second Amendment right. And you're wasting my tax dollars so you can send me a letter that is unconstitutional. And you still have your job because Oh, you vote right. Oh, okay. Well, what happened in that new town is an absolute tragedy, period. Tragedies are not anything to politicize. I had to bring this up. I had to point out the differences here. So this is our king. I believe this was Saturday, or I believe it was Saturday he did this. So I'm going to let you be the judge. Was Obama politicizing the Newtown tragedy for his call on gun control that so far has never worked? So you be the judge. We'll talk about it afterwards.
We're led by the parents of Newtown, men and women, impossibly brave, who stepped forward in the hopes that they might spare others their heartbreak. And they were joined by millions of Americans, mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, who refused to accept these acts of violence as somehow inevitable. Over the past year, their voices have sustained us, and their example has inspired us to be better parents and better neighbors, to give our children everything they need to face the world without fear, to meet our responsibilities not just to our own families, but to our communities. More than the tragedy itself, it's how Newtown will be remembered. And on this anniversary of a day we will never forget, that's the example we should continue to follow. Because we haven't yet done enough to make our communities and our country safer. We have to do more to keep dangerous people from getting their hands on a gun so easily. We have to do more to heal troubled minds. We have to do everything we can to protect our children from harm and make them feel loved and valued and cared for. And as we do, we can't lose sight of the fact that real change won't come from Washington. It'll come the way it's always come, from you, from the American people. As a nation, we can't stop every act of violence. We can't heal every troubled mind. But if we want to live in a country where we can go to work, send our kids to school,
Close them down. Get them off.
Sandy Hook.
Come on. God Almighty! I thought I was about ready to jump out of the building. I was going to crash through the window. I felt like that guy, the Chinese guy at the mall last week. He didn't want to go shopping for any more shoes and threw himself off the balcony. My God. I mean, is that really the right time for that argument? That's a wrong thing. We got to do more. Well, he did hit on one thing, though, and I don't think he means the same thing as I would mean it if I said those words. But he did say on one thing, it is up to you. And that is true. It is up to us. I mean, it's up to people. If you're going to have children, it's up to you to be a parent. Now, look, you can only do so much. Your kid turns out to be a bad seed. There's nothing you can do. Is it your fault? No. Your fault? No. You can only do so much. It just happens. At some point, people have to start taking responsibility for their own actions, including teenagers. I'm sorry, but kids need to learn to be responsible, beginning at a very young age. I'm sorry. But you got to learn that, you know, because you came close to, you know, 2+2, we're not going to give you, you're not going to get credit for it, see, because you got the wrong answer. So they go crying to mommy. Mommy gets a lawyer. Lawyer comes to the principal. Okay, Johnny, you can get the correct answer. You pass. Well, that's the kind of crap that we don't need in this country anymore. We can't be doing that anymore. It's not working. Now, there are going to be people that are going to wig out no matter what you do. Yeah. But you can't punish innocent people who had absolutely nothing to do with it because of one guilty person who killed himself and is dead. Justice has been served. But no, that's not good enough. We got to go out now. We got to punish somebody. So we'll punish all the innocent people. We'll punish these people over here. Anybody who has a gun, we'll punish them because they had a gun. See, if you don't have a gun, well, you wouldn't shoot anybody. No, but I run you over with my car. I'll get out a kitchen knife and jam it in your throat. I can poison your food. I can hit you over the head with a bat. If you have the will to kill, you will kill. That is what we need to work on. Not just getting rid of the gun. We need to work on the will. Well, that starts at home. And again, you can only do so much. I don't know anything about these parents, but I mean, I'm sure that they did not train their son to do this. Pretty sure about that. They might be big fat liberals. They might not have known that liberalism would have led him to this extreme. I wouldn't call this, you know, liberalism. This is, you know, this is far off the, you know, this kind of crap. That's off the marks, man. That's off the charts. You know what I mean? I mean, that's bonkers, that kind of crap. But if you look at it, I mean, you do hear, I mean, you do sense more of that on the left than you do on the right. But yet the right, the Tea Party, they're the racists, they're the haters. They're the violent ones. Violent, there's never been, not even a fight. I don't even think there's even been an argument at a Tea Party. I mean, but yet you have Occupy Wall Street, you have murders. People were shot, people were stabbed. How many women were raped? Well, there's no real way to count. So their solution is to put up a rape tent and hand out condoms. Can you see the difference between the two? I mean, it's night and day. And this kid over here, what did he say? Where is this? You Republicans? What was that? Yeah, you Republicans are so cute. The Republican Party, healthcare, let them die. Climate change, let them die. Gun violence, let them die. How about that? How about that? Gun violence, let them die. Mm-hmm. Well, you obviously weren't a very good shot. Well, you did shoot one student. That's right, you did. Thank God you're not a very good shot. She's still alive. She's in critical condition. Hopefully she'll make it. But what I don't like is when they shoot themselves, because then the pain's over. They can't suffer. I'd like to see him suffer. Yeah, it'd be nice to, you know, flick the switch and watch him fry, but I'd rather see him suffer. How's anybody going to learn their lesson? But what do? You can't keep people in prison like that. I mean, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of conflicted on the death penalty. On one side, why should the American people have to keep paying for this person? You know, three hots and a cot. He gets all the sex and drugs and rock and roll he can get on the taxpayer's dime. I don't know. There's just some questions in life just have no answers. So I don't know. It is a tragedy. I don't find it appropriate for the president to politicize it. We should not be talking about anything about any kind of political issue. There were a lot of little children that died. There were a lot of teachers that died. I don't know. Just, I mean, I think he killed his mother. I don't know. Moving right along. More Obamacare woes. That's all we need. Oh, my God. When will this crap ever stop? I know we've got I know we've got subpoenas and we've got all this and all that and criminal investigations. But we never get any action. That's what is so frustrating. We get all these hearings and all these trials and all this and all that, but there's never any action after it's over. What happens? Nothing. Well, we are the only ones actually really, truly act. We really do have the power. It is up to us. It is not up to them. It is up to us. We do hold the most powerful key in our government. And the government can't take that away from you. Not yet, anyway. They're trying. But that key is the vote. If you vote these people in, they're going to give you this. If you want more of the same that you have been getting for the past 5 years, well, then you vote for more of it. But in the past 5 years, if this is unacceptable to you, then this 2014 election, this is it. This is D-Day, man. It's do or die. And that's it, literally. Do or die. We vote these people out. We start getting our republic back to being a republic. Or we will not have a republic. We already don't have a constitution anymore. I mean, it's been redacted from the very top down to the very bottom, and the only thing that hasn't been redacted is a period, and that's it. That's what we have, this is what we have. This is our constitution now, a period, kind of like you can keep your health care, period. You can keep your doctor, period. Oh, look at this. Captain's got a visitor aboard ship. Kurt, are you with me now? Can you hear me? I don't think he can hear me. There, can you hear me now?
Yes, Yadik.
Oh, yes. How about, thank God for calling me. I'm just getting sick and tired of so many people. Unbelievable. Let's get in here. Let's go over a couple of games yesterday. Now,
I want to fire Dez Bryant, man.
Oh, yeah?
Fire
why?
Him.
Fire him? Get him?
Walked off the field before the game was over.
Yeah, I'll give it to him
if he was injured, but I don't think he was injured. I think he was in disgust. He disrespected the team and the game. You're fired.
Well, there was a lot of talk about that last night, and I was going back and forth. And I'm telling you, that red zone, oh, I love that red zone, man. It's the only way to
watch. Oh, I found it. I got it. It's not that great.
Oh,
I was watching it last night.
Well,
it played too much of it played too long. I wanted it to. I thought you when you told me about it, it was switching back and forth all the time.
Well, it goes
too much of one game.
Well, that's because there was nobody in the red zone.
That doesn't make sense to me. What do you mean?
No, if they're driving down the field, and if there's nothing going on and they're driving down the field and they got somebody on the 40 and they're driving, they'll switch to that. Or as soon as they get into the red zone, they immediately go into the red zone. So if there's no team in the red zone, they just go with whatever game that they're still on. So you don't miss.
Well,
and then if they do miss it, they go back and they replay it. You see every score.
Okay.
I didn't
keep it there long enough then to appreciate it.
Well, you got to. Now, what happened to Boston?
Good for the Pack. They came back and they beat them.
And I called it. I told you yesterday. I told you that the
you
Pack.
You didn't tell me nothing.
So I did. Yes, I did. I had the book out and I told you it was on paper.
I'm the only one that picked the Pack.
No, I picked the Pack. We all picked. Mom did, too.
She did not. No, she didn't. You guys are lying to me.
But remember I tried to
pull
get
it
you
up. Let's see who won and who lost, because some people were kicked out.
No. Wait a minute. We're still on the Green Bay game, and I called you, and I told you. I said, remember, because Dallas was all ahead, and I said, do you want to go right now? We go half of you right, and I said, do you want to have a Green Bay comeback, or is Dallas going to continue? I said Green Bay's coming back, and you said Dallas is going to continue to win a game. So
doesn't matter. I picked the pack at the beginning, and that's all that counts.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was a good game, though. How about that, Flynn?
That was cool.
I'm just glad that Flynn didn't.
I'm so happy for him. I'm so happy for him.
Because if he would have left his career.
Come on, I've just got a little spot in my heart for the kid. I just, something's wrong with him, though, because nobody wants him. But
I don't know.
Good for him.
Seattle, of course, that was
Giants didn't have a chance there. Helped me. Oh, Eli is just, are you kidding me? Intercepted at least five times. I probably fell asleep after that.
How about Miami beating Tom Brady yesterday? How about that? That
was pretty cool. Unexpected.
I was going to pick them, but I didn't.
Yeah, I was going to.
Houston, we didn't, that experiment didn't work out very well.
No, let's just stick with not picking them tonight. Those poor guys.
Oh, God. We were looking for the upset.
I just don't know about them.
And we were looking for the upset, and it just, there was no hope for an upset.
They've got nothing. They've got zero. They don't have defense. They don't have offense. They don't have special teams. They have really nothing.
And why? They
I know. That's the question. That's the magic question. Why?
I don't know. And look at the Giants.
It doesn't make sense.
Giants have got a good football team. They got the talent. They got the coaching staff. They got the talent. They got plenty of money. They got a great new stadium. They got everything you could possibly ask for. But they got, I don't know.
Did Seahawks end up shooting them out? Was it a blowout? They ended up with zero.
Yep. I love
Jeez,
it, too.
That's pathetic. Well, it's great,
you know what?
But shouldn't have happened.
Well, here's what I did see, though. I did see the Giants' defense, and the only reason why I say this is there was a little bit because Seattle really should, not really a spark, but Seattle really should have been more like, instead of like 34, 37, whatever it was, they should have been like 67. You know what I mean? I mean, they should have been walking all over them, but, you know, I mean, the Giants, they were the defense, they were trying to fight, but that offensive line, my God, they just open up a big hole and say, there's my quarterback right over there. See, he's number 10.
Yeah,
go ahead,
grab him.
God. Hey, watch out.
I don't know how many times he was sacked, but last I saw was five interceptions. That's stupid.
That
is just stupid numbers.
Yeah. Well, he was under pressure. I mean, he was sacked a gazillion times. I don't know. But what happened with Washington? They finally won, didn't they? Or Atlanta beat them? I didn't get it. I didn't watch very much of that.
I didn't get to see it. I'm watching ESPN as we speak, having a beer.
Well, see, the first game,
who all won.
Well, the first game I was watching Seattle, so I wasn't watching the red zone. So, but I was.
Yeah, I just happened to find that red zone.
Now Philadelphia, they lost.
They probably won. No, but they did.
Yeah.
To who?
Minnesota.
That's right. Yeah, they did. That's pretty stupid too. But all right. I think what's happening, this is the way it looks to me. The teams that are already in have kind of slowed down a bit, their pace. That's like New England losing to Miami. Come on. Do you think that was true? I don't believe so. Philadelphia losing to Minnesota, do you think that was true? I don't believe so. Now, if Giants would have beat Seattle, I would have said, you know, that's not true.
Yeah, St. Louis, I called. I knew. I just had that gut feeling, man. I had to go with my gut. But, no, you're right. And I think I don't like when they slow down. I like to see those races at the end. But next week we're going to have I'll get in that here, but we're going to have spoilers. There's going to be some teams. There's going to be a lot of tears, man. A lot of tears or a lot of beers, one way or the other.
Kansas City doesn't make the playoffs. That's what I see. They're 11-3, but I'll bet you they don't make the playoffs.
There's only one game left. They're in the playoffs. They've already clinched.
They haven't clinched. They're a wild card, and they can be knocked out easily.
By who?
I don't know. Everybody.
No. They're in. They've already clinched a wild card berth. At least they're
in. They have not.
Yeah, they have.
They have not.
Yeah.
No. I wrote the book, man.
There's no way that they could be knocked out. Carolina, they took care of the Jets, which we predicted that. We talked about the Green Bay. Hey, I just, you know, that was such a great comeback, and I felt sorry for
cool.
Dallas. That was in Dallas. They are in Dallas to lose to Green
and
Bay
with
a backup
this
quarterback.
This guy, two interceptions. The first one they didn't give him, but the second one they gave him. Did you see those interceptions?
Yeah.
Same guy. The first one did bounce off the ground. Fine.
Yeah.
It was a nice try. Good try.
Yeah.
Good try. But the second one, it was clear. He got it.
That was
beautiful.
It didn't even touch it. It wasn't. Yeah. There was no hope.
No. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Fun to watch. Good game. Seattle game was pretty boring. Kind of the only two I really watched.
Who won between Jacksonville and Buffalo? Buffalo pull it out.
Beef.
The Beef won it.
Beef.
I picked Jacksonville. I figured Jacksonville was going to win
stupid.
Something. I know, stupid.
You
but
go with the Beef.
I like
that's
the
what's
Beef.
For
they've been screwing me. Yeah. But New Orleans.
What's for dinner?
I called that St. Louis game, New Orleans. Here's one game that I was pissed. I was hot. I called Tennessee over Arizona.
Oh,
Tennessee
I'd never
comes
do that.
Back. They come back, Kurt, and then they.
I know.
He throws an interception, a bogus interception for a rundown for a touchdown. Then they called it back, and then he goes ahead and throws another one, and this one was for real. And they get the ball, and I hate when a team comes back in the fourth quarter to bring it to overtime. I'd like to see the percentage of a fourth quarter comeback going into overtime and then winning or losing. I'd like to see that percentage. I hate
That'd
when they go up to create a fourth quarter comeback, and you think, okay, my team's coming back. We got all this momentum. We come into overtime, and they choke. I hate that. That's the worst.
No, can't call it a choke if you come back that far.
Well,
Arizona is quietly sneaking up on the Seahawks.
Arizona
they're not going to catch them.
Well, no, but they're sneaking up on San Francisco. San Francisco needed that win. If Frisco would have lost last week or yesterday and then lose again next week and Arizona win, Arizona would have knocked San Francisco out. San Francisco.
Be okay with me.
Well, okay.
I hate San Francisco, man.
All right. I think San Francisco plays Arizona. So do you, I might have to pick Arizona.
Where at?
I don't know. I'm just assuming that they're playing Arizona because they're division.
They almost have to again. They've only played them once as far as I remember.
Well, let's find out who they play next week. Let me just click this little button right here.
It might be Arizona because Seattle's got St. Louis, right?
Yeah, I think they're
quick.
At home. I'm making it quick. Shut up. Oh, wait a minute. We got two more games. What am I saying? I thought it.
Yeah,
next,
no. You're smoking something on the side.
That's all right. Arizona plays San Francisco. In
Last
Seattle
game?
Next week. No, next week Arizona plays Seattle in Seattle, and then we'll find out what San Francisco does.
I think they play Arizona the next week, then.
Right, they play in Arizona.
Okay, really, they're going to get their asses, butts handed to them.
I think
from Seattle.
No, Arizona's playing San Francisco in Arizona.
That doesn't matter. I'm talking about the week before. Seattle's going to hand it to them in Seattle. Okay, that's going to knock them back quite a bit. And then I'll bet, I as of right now, I'll pick San Francisco in that game.
And the last game
Arizona.
Of the season? No way, I'm going to pick Arizona. They're playing in Arizona?
I'd like to. I'd very much like to.
Okay, well,
I see them getting so abused by Seattle that they won't be able to play.
No. I see Arizona coming out.
I wrote it.
No. Well, look, San Francisco plays Atlanta next week. I don't see Atlanta winning, but I'm going to look for the upset. I'll open up my book and see if I can find an upset in there. And then in Arizona, San Francisco is going to have a rough time with Arizona. I'm telling you right now. Put it in the book. It's right on in there.
I don't see it. I think Arizona is going to be so beat up by Seattle that they won't even be able to show up. Let's get to that week, and then we'll pick our picks. I'd like to know more first.
All right, who won the game last night? Don't tell me you didn't see it either.
I didn't see it either.
Well, I was busy
sleeping.
I barely got time to watch a little bit of the NBC. I got to watch a little bit of, you know, the recap, but I wanted to see that game. I'm sure Pittsburgh, I'm hoping Pittsburgh won. But tonight, Baltimore plays Detroit. I'm going to be doing everything I can to make sure I see this game. Kurt, this is the game right here, right now. Both teams, they need this win. If Detroit, whoever loses their opportunity for the playoffs. They lose their opportunity. They're out. I think Baltimore is going to overtake the Lions. I know they're playing in Detroit.
I don't think so. I picked Detroit. I see Detroit coming out strong at home. Ravens are so up and down. They just, I don't know about them.
No, they're not
they're
all that bad.
Definitely not a defending champion.
No.
So I picked Detroit on that one.
Well, you're going to lose because I got the book right here. Page 46 on the top of the page, second line down.
I'm going to burn your book.
Yeah. I rolled it up and
book,
smoked it.
Book burning.
Yeah, book burning. So. All right.
Well, anyways, I got to go empty my bowels.
Oh, thank you for that information.
Glad I could help. Kurt.
We'll see you later. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Kurt talking a little bit about football, which is good because sometimes you need a break to get away from this crap, man. But now the Obama administration has decided, forget about going through Congress. I know. It's Congress, you know. When you're a king, you don't have Congresses. You have, well, whatever you want. You're the king. But the Obama administration has decided that Obamacare navigators tasked, supposedly, are there to help Americans enroll in a, well, health insurance plan. Well, it seems that the Obama administration, you don't need to, it's not mandatory to undergo any background checks. So you can hire anybody up the street that you want to. Yeah, and they can take down everybody's personal information. They can record it. No problem. Now, in 10 weeks since the launch of healthcare.gov, the ill-trained navigators have put Americans' sensitive health and tax information at risk. Really? God. Breitbart News has obtained a House Oversight and Government Reform Committee report. Oh, it's going to be released today. So I got some information here I can report, but we'll find out a little bit more as the day goes on. but it is found that the Obamacare navigators have been giving Americans misinformation, see, because they haven't finished their training yet, and in some cases, actively encouraging enrollees to commit fraud to raise their subsidies. And we got some of that on tape. You remember that. To complicate matters further, there is no way for Americans to find out whether their navigators are properly certified. We don't need to find that out because, you know, that this goes along with, you know, all that responsibility and, you know, competence and all that kind of stuff. We don't need it. We're the government. We get in trouble, we just, you know, raise the taxes. We'll have enough money to pay for it. No problem. Don't worry about it. The oversight committee chaired by Mr. Issa, he's in everything. He's got all kinds of committees and subpoenas and stuff. Good for you. You go. You go there, Mr. Issa. Forrest, run! You go, Mr. Issa. You got the American people behind you, my friend. See, we do got good people. We do got good people in our Congress. We do have responsible people in our Congress. We do have competent people in our Congress. We do have people in our Congress that actually care about their friggin' job. They are more concerned about doing their job than losing their job. And that's what it takes. That's what it takes. Don't worry about losing your job. Just do your job. If you lose your job, hey, fine, you lose your job. But as long as you did your job, you can go to bed at night not worrying whether you did your job or not. So just do your job. So the Oversight Committee Chairman, Mr. Issa, and HHS, our good friend, Cat Sebelius, actually learned that poorly trained navigators gave consumers incorrect information about the health care exchanges, violated HHS rules and procedures. God. Rules and procedures. How about common friggin' sense? When is that going to be one of the rules and procedures and regulations in our government? When is that going to be put in there? That should be page one. Get out your rules and your regulations and all your procedures, your protocols. Put on there, page one, common friggin' sense. Learn those three magic words. Common friggin' sense. Moreover, this was learned from various news reports due to the complete lack of any internal oversight. No, we don't have internal oversight. Because if we do, we might get caught doing something illegal, and we can't have that. Now, how can we blame this stuff on a rogue employee if everybody knows what we're doing and what we're doing is illegal? God, don't you get it? The report also discovered that Obamacare navigators have encouraged consumers to commit tax fraud by underreporting income in order to qualify for Obamacare's health insurance subsidies. That's actually encouraged, and I'll tell you why. They need anybody and everybody they can to sign up. Well, you're going to get all these people that are signed up that are getting it for either nothing or next to nothing. With all these subsidies, they're going to have to raise taxes. Why? Well, they're going to have to. And what's going to happen January 1st when somebody falls down the steps because they're so damn drunk, crack open their friggin' gourd, got to be sent to the emergency room, got his nose broken, couple teeth lost, a broken jaw. Well, we can't help you. You're going to have to pay for this out of your own pocket. Well, wait a minute. I signed up for Obamacare. It only took me 2 weeks. Well, you don't have health insurance. You're screwed. So the president goes out there and just says, well, the insurance companies, just insure them until everything's worked out. What? So the insurance companies are just supposed to assume that these people are insured and pay for it when they're not insured, and they haven't made a premium payment. Insurance companies aren't going to do that. They're going to go broke. Is that the point? Is that your end game, Mr. President, is to break the insurance companies? I believe it is. That's why you force them to cancel all these policies. You promised these insurance companies that they were going to make, oh, yeah. Insurance companies were all sideways. Oh, man, they were loving this. Oh, Obamacare, you're gonna give me all these new customers and you're going to force them to buy my insurance? Oh, this is great and wonderful. Not. That ain't happening. It ain't happening. We're losing doctors. Doctors are retiring. Doctors are refusing to go along with Obamacare. You've got 70-some percent of doctors in California, the entire state of California, 70% of the doctors are claiming they refuse to go along with Obamacare. That's California. 70% of the doctors in California is a lot. So what's going to happen when somebody is forced to sign up for Obamacare, can't seem to find a doctor unless it's 200 miles away? And they got to cross through Death Valley to get there. Then what? Look, it's time to just simply accept the reality. And the reality is this Obamacare is destroying this economy and destroying this country. Nobody's got health care. Nobody's got a job. But yet we can't even give it a delay. Well, you can get a delay if you're in the union, if you're this, if you're a buddy of mine, you know. Insurance companies have to just write the check and assume that they're still insured until everything is worked out. How many insurance companies are actually going to do that? This guy not only is changing the law itself as it goes along, but now he realizes he can't get it implemented. None of them, they cannot implement it. There's still over 50% of the implementations for Obamacare still haven't been implemented yet. They don't know how to do it. They don't understand their own law. So now he's coming out there. He can't come out there and demand these insurance companies do it. So he gives it a so-called request, but it's a hink and a nod. It's like you do exactly what the king tells you. Well, I don't feel sorry for these insurance companies. They knew what they had. They knew exactly what they... Look. Hey. Got to be careful, man. You got to be careful what, you know. Yeah, it may look like candy. But when you bite into it, it don't taste like candy. They got greedy. They saw the potential of getting all these customers coming their way and being forced to buy their product. Well, it didn't end up happening that way. And now Obamacare is going to have to bail out the insurance companies, which that's going to go over well. I'm sure you'll be glad to hear that when they bail out the insurance companies, the very people that they don't like and they want to take out of business. So they're going to bail out the insurance companies and then they're going to take them out of business. So in other words, all these insurance companies are going to get a big payday, and then they're going to lose their job. But, you know, they'll have enough money in the bank, so it's not going to really worry. They'll open up another business. And they're going to do it with your money. Mark my words, they will do it with your money. That's right, your money. Let's see what else the committee found here. We're almost running out of time, but that's all right. Navigators from the Urban League of Dallas were captured on video encouraging applicants to live their health insurance application so the applicants could qualify for tax subsidies. Yes, we already know that. We've already covered that. Navigators were also recorded advising applicants to lie about their smoking habits to obtain a lower monthly premium. It was later discovered that the two so-called navigators involved in the incident were assisting consumers with their applications even though they had not completed the training and certified requirements. One self-identified navigator gave a television interview in which she told viewers blatantly incorrect information that applicants' credit scores could impact their eligibility for certain plans. It later came to light that the woman was not a certified navigator, but rather a volunteer with a navigator organization. And you want these people running your health care. They can't even put qualified people up there to sign you up for health care. And now you're going to want them to run your health care. It's time to repeal Obamacare. Time to accept the reality that this is destroying the country, destroying the economy. This is no good for no one. No one is benefiting from Obamacare. No one. Nobody. Who's benefiting from Obamacare? Well, we'll find out come January 1st, and January 2nd, then January 3rd, and the 4th, and the 5th. They're going to have armed guards in every hospital now. Because people are going to come in there demanding health care, thinking they've got it, and they don't. It's going to be chaos. Maybe that's why Homeland Security has been buying up all the guns and ammunition. They know what their laws are about to bring. And you want these people to continue running your health care, continue running our government? I don't think so. It is up to us. We hold the power. We hold the key. It's up to us. If we can't vote responsibly, well, then we deserve it. We deserve this. Teen election, this is it. That's D-Day, man. That's it. We got to do a lot more now, though. We do have to keep pressure on our leaders. We've got to put an end to this before it's allowed to continue. We can't wait another year. This isn't going to last. This isn't going to make it a year. Obamacare is going to be dead before the year comes out, and then nobody's going to have insurance. Everybody's going to be screwed. Let's get rid of it now. Throw the bait overboard. Let's go back home. And get a couple of cans of clam chowder and call it a day. Jesus, God Almighty. What is this? Mountain Project, Inc., a navigator organization in North Carolina, has been collecting and mailing paper applications on behalf of applicants in violation of navigator rules and procedures. So they're going out there signing people up, and these people have no idea. Not only that, there's reports they have doctors signed up for Obamacare. So what they're that aren't signed up. So what they're doing, because there's all of this where people find out that they can't keep their doctor and can't keep their plan and can't keep this and can't keep that. So they're putting these doctors' names on there. So when you go on there, oh, look, I can keep my doctor like the president said. Yeah, he didn't lie. Oh, okay. I'll go ahead and I'll take this bronze plan. It's got my doctor in it. I'll sign up and oh, this and that. Boop, ba-doop, 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 ba-doop. Problem is that doctor refuses to sign up for Obamacare. He's not going into the Obamacare exchange. They took his name to put on there so people would think that they still have their doctor. I mean, my God. How much more evidence do we need? What more do we need? What is it? What? What is it going to take? How many more missiles have to be stolen? How many more lives have to be lost? How many more jobs have to be lost? How many more jobs have to have their hours cut? How many more people have to lose their insurance? How many more rights and violations of our Constitution is it going to take? What? I've been done a long time ago. How many more IRSs get to go? How many more of scandals of the IRS is that going to take? Man, I've been done a long time ago. A long time ago. Before Obama. We're done. We're at the end. It's do or die. We can't wait anymore. Time to fight Mr. King and Mr. McCain and Mr. McConnell. Now is the right time to fight. we do not have the luxury of waiting. Well, we'll wait till the 2014 election where we can hopefully win the Senate. And then we'll wait till two more years till 2016 and hopefully we can get a president. So we'll have to wait till, God, at least January of 2017 before we even start talking about anything. And then by then, I mean, it's... No, if something isn't working, well, then we fix it. We don't come together just to come together on a deal that nobody is satisfied with and does absolutely no good for nobody. There's no reason to pass a bill that does no good. Oh, well, we're coming together. Who's coming together? Democrats and Republicans in Congress. What about the American people? Why is it always the Democrats and Republicans coming together? How about the American people? When is the American people going to be a part of these politicians' equations? That's what I'd like to know. When is the American people going to be a topic of discussion? It isn't with Obamacare. It's how the president looks and how the Democrats look because of a bad rollout. How does the administration look? They got a bad rollout. How do they look? How do the Democrats fare in the 2014 election? Really? How does it fare for that family who just lost his job because of Obamacare and now can't put food on his table? And Christmas is coming. How about those families? That mother who's got who doesn't have any insurance thinks she's got Obamacare but doesn't have it. How about those people who had great and wonderful insurance but now lost it? And now they can't get on Obamacare, one, because the website isn't working. That's one. Two, once you finally, after 2-3 weeks, you get all the way through to the very end, and you think you make a payment, but you don't. So when you go to the emergency room or you go to see your doctor, that doctor says, well, I'm no longer with you. I'm not in Obamacare. Then what's going to happen? Well, they can find a doctor, but he's like 200 miles away. But since he, you know, lost his job, but he did find another one because the unemployment rate is dropping. But it's only 29 hours a week, and he's flipping burgers. Friggin' believable. Well, guys, that's it for today. I missed a whole bunch of stuff that I didn't get into, but I will get into it tomorrow. As a matter of fact, I'm going to talk about those light bulbs again. We're going to talk about that, and I've got something. I think I played it once before. We're going to play it again tomorrow. I mean, this is just enough is enough with this stuff. There's no reason for us to go backwards. This progressivism, there's nothing progressive about this. I don't want to use a mercury goddamn light bulb. I'm sorry, but I do drop light bulbs. I'm a light bulb dropper. I don't want to be dropping this damn thing and then have to go scrounge around and have to evacuate the home. Call in the fire department, and you know what they're going to do? They're going to charge me for it because I don't have light bulb insurance. All right, that's it. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Merry Christmas, everybody.